You're listening to the Fearless Inc. podcast, a place for all writers and anyone wanting to become more creative and productive in their lives. I'm your host, Arshalita Chisholm. This is episode 101, Reclaiming Your Voice Before the Year Ends. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Fearless Inc. I'm your host, Arshalita. Today marks the start of season 5. Oh my goodness, y'all. I'm still so excited about this podcast. And the reason I've shared this before is because I waited so long to start this podcast. You know, this is season 5, but prior to season 1, I put this off because I thought I didn't have the right equipment. I didn't think anybody would listen. It was all kinds of excuses and just kept prolonging the podcast. But I just took what I had and just, you know, made it happen, created my episodes and made it happen. And it brought me back to this week because, you know, I've shared this also in previous episodes that life has just taken a major, major turn for me over the last couple of years. And, you know, nothing seems to be playing out the way that I intended. All the way down to this podcast, you know, I had planned to be in a different space and I don't have my podcast mic and I'm not in my normal situation. And I debated whether to even start the season yet to maybe push it out even further because I wasn't in the place that I wanted to be in. But I said, no, you know, this podcast is a place, it's a safe space. All of you that listen and encourage me and you support me through this podcast, I appreciate you and I'm not going to give up on you and I'm not going to give up on myself. So, no, we don't sound as well as I wanted, or I don't have my podcast mic still, you know, but hey, we're making it happen. You're listening. I'm here. We're going to get this thing, and I pray that your summer was rich and full, overflowing with ideas, with rest, and at least a few moments of sunshine on your skin. You know what I mean? Whether you wrote a lot or you didn't write at all, child, it's okay. We're here now. And this season, we are resetting. It is all about resetting. I thought about the last quarter of this year, and what do I want to focus on? What are the things that, you know, you guys have been sharing with me? What are the things that, you know, we want to get right for this last 3 months? And that doesn't mean, you know, blowing ourselves up. That doesn't mean, you know, just going hard and wearing ourselves out. It's just about focus. It's about intention, and resetting is important. So, before we dive into that, we're going to pour into a new segment that I call the Inkwell. There are 3 quick things that are happening in the world of writing, publishing, creativity, 3 current events that I want to share. Now, a lot of things have happened over the summer that we've missed because we have been on hiatus, but things that have happened in 2025, and I just want to share 3 quick things. First is the launch of Storehouse Voices. It's a new Black author imprint. The Crown Publishing Group recently launched a new imprint called Storehouse Voices, and it's in partnership with Tamira Chapman. The mission of this is elevating underrepresented voices in both fiction and nonfiction. Why this matters? It's because it's a structural move in publishing. We're always looking for spaces that are created just for us, that centers storytelling by Black authors on purpose, not just because it's Black History Month or because it's a certain time of the year, but on purpose all the time. It's a reminder that not all change needs to be friction. You know, not all change has to come from trauma or despair. It can be built from within on purpose. And I love this. Second thing, the rebranding of the Hurston Wright Legacy Awards to Zora Awards. So in 2025, the Hurston Wright Legacy Awards was officially named the Zora Awards, honoring Zora Neale Hurston's legacy. The debut ceremony under the new name is scheduled for this month on the 17th. The notable change is the prize for debut fiction is now $20,000, and that is a substantial step towards recognizing emerging Black voices. We love this. This matters because awards carry symbolic weight. They just do. This rebrand is assertion. Our literary heritage matters. Our future deserves investment, just like everyone else. And new voices bring new legacies. The last thing is, Howard University's International Black Writers Festival took place last week. Now, because we were still on hiatus, I didn't cover it, but I want to make sure I mention it because it went underway on Howard University's campus, bringing together writers, critics, scholars, artists across the African diaspora for panels, readings, and creative dialogue. Students also performed readings, there was storytelling. And why this matters? It's because festivals like this aren't just celebrations, they're gatherings of energy, ideas, new movements in Black writing. They remind us that we are a part of something bigger. I miss going to gatherings like this. I miss going to conferences and book festivals. I haven't been to one in such a long time, and I don't know why. To be honest with you, it's just been a lot. I've been, you know, for those of you that know, if you don't know, I'm not in California anymore. I'm back in Kansas City, and I was attending a lot of like different book events and conferences and things in California. And I haven't since I've been back home in KC, but they are so important. There are gatherings where we can connect and network and share. The energy is there and it gets you motivated to do the things that you're working on. And so if you have an opportunity to attend a festival or a book conference or some type of gathering like that, please do so because it's important. Here we are, you guys. Season 5 of Fearless Inc. We've built this thing together one episode at a time. This season is called the Fall Reset, and the intention is simple: to help you close out this year strong, creatively, in full ownership of your voice. That is what matters. Let's talk about what the Writer's Reset is. Fall is like that in-between season, right? The air shifts, energy slows down, but our minds, they start reflecting, right? We start reflecting on, you know, the year that is almost finished. You start thinking about, what did I actually create this year? What did I start but never finished? What stories have I been too afraid to tell or hesitant? It's not too late to reclaim that voice before the year ends. Step one in doing that, reflect without regret. right? Because we always have regret when we look back and say, well, I should have done this, I should have done that. And you focus too much on what you should have done, too much regret. Take 10 minutes this week. Today is Wednesday. Take 10 minutes to look back over your writing from January to now. No judgment, just being curious. Ask, you know, what's the thread? What's the theme that is trying to pull me forward? Even if you only wrote a few paragraphs, even if you wrote one poem this year, those words still matter. They are seeds that you're planting. So look back, no regret, you know, just be curious about what you did create. And then the next step, step two, is to reconnect to why you write in the first place. Sometimes when I get too consumed, too overwhelmed, I just think about why I write in the first place. Sometimes that'll take you back to your childhood. That does for me. Writers of color often carry weight of representation. The world expects us to be political. It expects us to be perfect. It expects us to be profound. But your only job is to be honest, right? Reclaiming your voice means coming back to the why. Why you fell in love with storytelling. Why your words deserve space. Why no one can say it the way you can. So write for the joy, not for the judgment. And then step three, once you've reflected and reconnected, now it's time to recommit. And no, I don't mean force yourself into this strict writing routine, but commit to showing up however it looks this season. Maybe it's just journaling once a week. Maybe it's revisiting an old draft that you haven't looked at all year. Maybe it's pitching an essay that's been sitting in your notes app since the beginning of the summer or earlier. But recommitment is not about pace, it's about presence. So I want you to think about how can you show up for yourself every day. So let's pause for just a second. If you could describe your writing energy right now in one word, what would that be? Imagine what you want that energy to feel like by the end of the year, by December. That's your writing intention for the rest of the year. Okay? If you could describe your writing energy in just one word, what would that be? You think about that. I want you to think about that. And that is what your intention, we talked about intention at the top of the episode. That's your writing intention for the rest of the year. You have 2.5 months left in this year. Okay, that's time to revise, to reimagine, or to rest. Whatever you choose, be intentional. And remember, your words are not behind a schedule. They're just waiting on you to show up. Okay. That's it, you guys, for today's episode. If this episode resonated with you, make sure to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. And if you know a writer who needs a gentle push to pick their pen back up, send this episode their way. Next week, we're talking about building writing habits that stick without burning out. And you don't want to miss that episode. We're going to continue this reset series. So until then, you guys, keep dreaming, keep showing up for yourself on the page, and take care.